Okay, here we go, a 95 turtle. Again, the big turtle. And it's making a... Oh, it's actually making some lettering, it looked like. And then later, this is a small turtle. This is a plexiglass turtle. Well, wait a minute. No, I see, there's a tail. Yeah, this is from underneath, and this is still the big turtle, maybe. Yeah. It looks like we've got a plexiglass, a piece of plexiglass that we're drawing, supported on it. Just looked up for the bottom. Yeah. Oh, you can see a turtle, of course. Yeah, and it's just making a hexagon or something, a square. So the turtles are great things for teaching kids, they've been used a little bit in all these years, but and there's a few places. I mean, Brian Harvey has been plunking away, and a few teachers that were part of the old thing have been, you know, soldiering on all these years. But yet, the whole thing has not taken off anything like what it should have, and it's really quite a tragedy that it didn't. And it just now has another chance. Just very recently, Negroponte has this $100 portable computer thing for kids, and Seymour Papert has kind of come out of retirement, and Alan Kay is also involved in it. And basically, they have a thing where you can run Logo right on your web browser. In other words, just take any web browser that has Java. You know, it has a box, and you can type in a Logo program, and it will execute the Logo program. And there's another window that has the turtle, and will draw turtle things.
Slick.
And so that's a demonstration. They're going to hack it up so that it has the full thing, and that way, that will make Logo instantly available to sort of everyone over the web.
I remember doing Logo-like stuff with at a summer camp. With Java, where he wrote like a robot class, and then we could just drive it around.
Well, there's some of that, and that's good that was done. However, of course, Logo involved programming, and they involve switches. And there were sensors on the things, and basically you could follow a wall, and you could move and bounce around, it was a full programming language.
Yeah, sure.
And so you could actually write programs. And these days, as far as I can tell, very few kids actually have, they may have something they can play with, but in terms of something that they can really write a program let's put it this way, the opportunities are much more limited and the overhead involved. If they do want to get involved in some programming language, then, the amount of stuff you have to learn.
Yeah.
Is quite a bit greater, and so amount of documentation you have to plow through, and so on. This stuff, even small kids, I think these kids in Lexington were third grade or something.
Yeah, the video looked like they were.
And actually, we don't have a picture of it here, but a gal named Radia Perlman, who later went on to become of some note in the internet, and she's. Was at Sun, and I think she's now at Microsoft or whatever. But she was in the Logo group, and she had an idea for a card programmer. So this device was three plexiglass strips, and the strips had slots in them, and the slots underneath them had photosensors, and there were about 10 photosensors. And you had these cards. You'd take a plastic card, and you could punch holes in the bottom of it. And basically, that when you did that, and then you put the card in the slot, the computer could sense which card it was that you put in, because it lined up with those holes, and the holes would either go through there or not, depending upon that. So and then it was also set up so that in some cases you could put several cards in one slot at once. In other words, the big cards that were the main commands would have lots of holes which was always punched, And then the small card, which would give you the number, you know, like five steps forward or something, would have information in those slots. So you could actually put in two cards at once, and the computer could tell, you know, exactly which cards there were. And with that, just very tiny kids could program. And I'm not sure what the record low was. Probably 4 or 5 years. Just really. Oh, and it had a few other things, like it had a light that would advance. So, you know, as each step was executed, you could tell which one it was executing because the light associated with that step would light up. And each of these strips had a button on it, so you could push the button and that would initiate the execution. And so the whole thing was very, very, very simple. And even the smallest kid could program with it and make squirrels and do various things. And I don't know. I think people have the hard way more or less discovered this again. But at the time, of course, there was all kinds of nonsense about, you know, certain things, theories about certain capabilities of kids weren't developed until a certain time, and this one thing another, and it was all nonsense. Actually, the smallest kid actually has the fundamental concepts involved in programming and can program given the right stuff. Okay.